We have to talk about something that's been slowly popping up as we are watching the baseball playoffs, NFL Sunday, college football, everything. You name it. It's Baylen Out Loud, which is a reality show on TLC. And I've been seeing these commercials and promos for a few weeks because season two came out this month. And it looks somewhat intriguing, and there might be potential for funny. But we watched the first episode of season two, and we have thoughts.
So every time, because we have four TVs in here, and every time I look up and we have one of these that are on ESPN on a commercial, they're running a promo for Baylen Out Loud. Like, I think I first saw one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Saw them when we were on remote at Film Alley. Saw them this weekend. And the promo does a good job of telling you what the show's about. It's, I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of this person. But apparently, Baylen, his name is Baylen Dupree, mm-hmm. is a 20-something that has Tourette's syndrome.
Well, not even 20-something. She's early 20s.
Yeah.
Like, she's 21 when season one of this show first debuted. And now she's 22 in the show. And back in 2020, during, I guess, the pandemic times, she rose to prominence right. on social media and TikTok because she's a young blonde girl who has a very severe form of Tourette syndrome.
And yeah, when she took to social media during the pandemic, she helped a lot of people out. She spread awareness for her condition, which isn't very mainstream. I don't know if you've known anybody that has Tourette's or not, but it's not something you really talk about.
Well, we were talking about this, Monty, earlier before the show when you were in here doing Picks mm-hmm. with Friends, and I went to a big high school. Now, I might have gone to school with somebody that had it,
yeah,
but I didn't know anybody that had it. But Justin, you said you were a classmate with a Tourette's kid.
Yeah, I knew him more in middle school and didn't really keep track with him in high school. But he had more of I guess like a physical Tourette's where like his face would twitch or he would just like do his arm out yeah. or something. But there would be times where we'd be in the middle of taking a test and he would just like scream the F word.
And maybe like a low level of it, Joey Gallo from
right.
the Rangers great, he had like a physical tick or twitch. So you'd see him making, I mean, there's gifs of him making
right.
weird faces in the outfield, but that's what he dealt with. Now that's way low compared to what Baylen Dupree deals.
Right.
Someone stepped into a fun bear trap, though, asking him about that mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
That was something. But yes, when she rose to fame on social media, she's doing this for a good cause, and she was helping people out. TLC, the network, sees this, and they're like, okay, this can generate ratings. So what do? It's all reality TV. They offer her family money. They give them a TV show. So this is season two that just started this month.
Mm-hmm.
The first season started in January of 2025. And I was like, okay, I'll watch this. Maybe it has a good message. Maybe it's sending something out that, you know, I'm not too familiar with this condition. I don't think many of us are. I watched the first 20 minutes of this. I know you watched the full thing.
I did.
This feels so exploitive, even to TLC standards.
Well, I'm going to say that network, that's what they do. I mean, they're the home of My 600-Pound Life and Conjoined Twins and you name it, Dr. Pimple Popper, and just all sorts of stuff that you can't look away from.
And it feels like you could do this in a way where, like what she does when she controlled her media and everything, you can do this to where if you want to share light on something, if you want to laugh, okay, but it just felt like everything in that was exploiting her. She's got three brothers and sisters. She's got one sister that's struggles with severe anxiety.
Well, hang on, because we have audio examples
okay.
here. So this is the first clip, and audio. It's not just Tourette's, but she deals with a whole bevy of other things on top of this condition.
Mm-hmm.
Tourette syndrome is never isolated by itself. It's often accompanied by other conditions or comorbidities like OCD, ADHD, depression, anxiety, and I have a lot of those.
And her parents don't deal with any of this, but you're right.
Mm-hmm.
The brothers and sisters all have varying degrees, and most of it's either OCD or what feels like
yeah.
anxiety issues.
Yeah, and with her, she was diagnosed with this 5 years ago, and with Tourette's, with a lot of these disorders, you don't really start to develop them until you're a late teenager, early 20s. And they've got her kids on the younger kids on camera, and some of them you can tell that, you know, they're still young teenagers. You can tell that they're already kind of dealing with something.
Yeah.
And I feel they didn't necessarily sign up for this, especially the young kids. Mm-hmm. This was probably something they approached Baylen, something they approached her parents and said, okay, let's put you on camera. The show's going to be called Baylen Out Loud. It's about you. Here's a bunch of money. I really feel bad for her. I feel really bad for everybody involved, honestly.
True, but if you're TLC, you have to understand you have a bit of an outlier here. So what are you going to do? You're going to try to capitalize on her disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And there is funny things in this. And I did laugh a number of times. And I'm sure if I watched a whole season, it might get old. But the way they edit this, there's some funny parts, including play number two here, Ham.
We haven't started a single thing.
No wedding planning done.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We're just living with the fact that we're just fiancé, you know? Living together is fun. At least in my eyes. I don't know what it's like living with me, so.
Every day is a new day. You never know what you're going to hear or see.
I'll take a grilled cheese up the ass. Sorry. I'm sorry. I love grilled cheese.
It came out of left field.
A lot of them come out of left field.
So that's her and her fiance, Colin. I guess the first season she had a boyfriend. Now they're engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing season two is just going to be the lead up to planning a wedding and getting married. I don't know. But yeah, there's plenty of that. And it is quite graphic sometimes.
I'm not a big cheese guy. Is that normally how you consume grilled cheeses?
Typically, I just have mine with a little tomato bisque
and
a spoon. But now Colin he seems like a sweet kid. He's a few years older, like 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he probably got with her for the right reasons. But I do feel bad for him, too, because what his life is going to be if he does marry this woman and have children, maybe. I mean, it just feels like this is too steep of a climb for me. So it takes a special person. Maybe Colin's that guy. I don't know.
God bless him. He just seems like a normal 25-year-old dude. He's kind of messy, just a normal guy.
And they're living together now.
They do. They live together. Did you see where, I think it was last season, they showed a flashback of him asking the parents for her hand in marriage?
Yeah.
And the dad's like, I don't know if you have my blessing. I don't know about this.
Well, because she's in her early 20s, but because of this disorder and all the other stuff going on, she hasn't fully developed from a maturity standpoint like a typical 21, 22-year-old would be.
As with any reality show, you do have to ask, is there a chance she's playing this up?
No.
For social media, for the camp? No, there's no chance?
The internet says no.
No, she's... Now, there's things on the show. It is a scripted reality TV show, so there's... You know, there's a scene where the fiance is meeting with the parents, and there's scripted conversations for sure, but what she's going through, no, this started out before any reality show was around. Like, she has almost 3 million Instagram followers.
That's wild.
And a lot of that was before she got a TV show. So she was, I'd never heard of her.
Being Tourette's and stuff on that channel, right?
Yes.
I mean, she would talk about what she went through, and there were other young adults that were probably struggling with similar type things, and they saw that she has this channel, she has this outlet, and she was creating community for people that were like her.
But she did show her tics, and a lot of her tics are verbal, some are physical.
Whoa, we all didn't
tics
show the
with a C.
I mean, she is juggy.
Okay,
I mean,
fairness, Ham. But,
can't wait till we can bleep that.
So, like I said, some of these are verbal, almost all of them, but some are physical. She kicks people sometimes, including Colin, and sometimes he gets hit in the balls by her.
I have no idea where my kicking tick came from.
The punch has been a common thing. She punches me in the balls.
Sorry, I had to... I had the urge in my wrist to punch Colin in the ballsack.
And it feels electrifying. It's like itching, burning, hurting. Wait, nay. And when I let it out, the urge goes away, actually.
So you deal with all that stuff, and you get hit in the nuts every now and again, just at random. I don't know if
like
I can live
I said,
with that.
God bless him.
God bless
him. It makes you believe in true love. If it really is true, I want it to work out for the two, because he, from the 20 minutes I watched of it, he seems like a very patient dude.
Yeah.
Who's getting paid, by the way?
There's no question. There's no question.
I looked up to see how much they're actually getting paid, and there's no... For this show, they don't list it, but for most TLC shows, so the most popular ones, the big stars will make about $40,000 an episode, and the supporting characters about $500 to $1,000 an episode. So
you wouldn't subject yourself to that for $40,000 an episode.
No, man.
He's not making.
You get to see your big ticks.
I can guarantee you he's not making $40,000. He's probably making about $1,000 an episode.
Probably a little north of that,
I would think so.
But either way, there is funny moments, and obviously that's why this is on TV. And she does have a fascination with the crotch and groin area, mm-hmm. and that shows up in her verbal tics, including this was a moment where she just starts talking about dongs in front of her parents. Play number five, Ham.
You suck for a living. So does Colin and Sammy. Colin sucked George Washington's Colin's busy.
Yeah.
Why is everything like sucking a And poor Colin.
He's sucking George Washington.
He's got a lot of time on his hands. I don't know. More than time, I guess, on his hands.
Colin needs a second job.
Yeah.
So to see, like, the siblings and the parents just have to roll with this. And there's, like, I don't know, the young brother's, like, what?
He's 12, 11.
11. And she's saying things like this. And mm-hmm. he's like, can we just move on?
And she'll be in just a serious conversation, possibly scripted conversation, but talking about, like, planning a marriage and, you know, finding love. And then she'll just say, you know, the George Washington line in the middle of that. Yeah. And then just get right back into it where she doesn't really know. I feel bad for her in a way. You know, you're right. She is getting paid. The family's getting paid. They should probably know what they were signing up for, but it feels like they're exploiting them, which is that's what the TV channel does. Like they've been doing this for, I don't know, since John and
years.
Kate plus eight
it's
before
been a long
that.
Time.
So I found TV shows that are currently on TLC. These are the titles for TLC shows. You have Little People, Big World.
Okay.
You have Seven Little Johnsons. You have The Little Couple. My 600-Pound Life. 1,000-Pound Sisters. 1,000-Pound Roommates. 1,000-Pound Best Friends. Virgins. High School Moms. MILF Manor 2.
Ooh, Lando, that's the one you need to get on.
That one's hot.
$40,000 per episode.
Breaking Amish. My teen is pregnant and so am I. And finally, too fat to transition.
We're doing great.
So I feel like,
we're doing great.
So shout out to Baylen.
Well, again, you'll see this promo during all these games. We watched it so you don't have to. So
and I'm sure it does well. She has a huge audience.
But she did show her tics.
She did not.